This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's Friday, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. We are live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, hanging out, having a good time.
How was that rain, man?
It was bad.
Freaking tsunami coming up 75, man.
Did people, like, come to a complete stop knowing people on 75?
Right. Animals walking 2x2 up Cobb Parkway. It was on, man.
Yeah, it was quick, but it was nasty. Yeah. I will tell you this, Atlanta. I'm tired of the rain right now. We can get past this.
Sunny. Thank you for the sunshine. Coming up tomorrow, going to be beautiful. Braves game should be good. Rain should be out for tonight's Braves game.
Good.
And then good weather for Saturday. And Sunday is going to be about 81. Should be great. Can't wait. I got tickets. I got good seats on the first base side for Sunday.
Red Sox?
Yeah, Red Sox. And wear my little Acuna NASA shirt. Stoked, man. Can't wait. Can't wait to see the man. First time back. See a man.
Yeah.
Acuna for life, to paraphrase you.
My Red Sox. Last time I think about the Red Sox being here, and of course, you know, we don't play them all the time, but right. The last stop for Big Poppy, when he came back to town, this was at the TED. This was over at Turner Field, and he came back. And Braves fan gave him, because we knew it was the last time, gave him a nice right. ovation, you know, and Big Poppy was playing for the Red Sox. That was pretty cool. But I'm curious to see what we do for this homestand, man. We got to take advantage of it. We're going to talk with Grant a little bit later on in the show, more about it and more about the injury situation with A.J. Smith-Shawver and how this may change the approach to the trade deadline, because I think it has to.
Right, unless Bryce Elder, and again, he doesn't have overpowering stuff, as we've said. He's been through the battles, and I was ready to write him off with Sean Newcomb and Fulte and Tukey and everybody else who's flamed out. But it seems like he really did find a balance. He was going a solid six innings every start.
Yep.
At one point, the Braves had won four in a row of his starts, and they started conking out offensively. So Bryce Elder, I think he's up for the challenge, man. I'm looking forward to it.
I hope so. Hey, man, coming up in less than 10 minutes, B-Mac's going to join us. Got to give a shout-out to Todd. Todd was answering our poll question. Would you trade a day two pick for Kyle Pitts? And the background on this is, you know, again, do you want to see him with Penix? And if you do, then the answer is no, I'm not looking to trade him. But if the Falcons are at least fielding phone calls that there are multiple teams interested in his availability, which is why we're talking about this, Todd not only says, I do it, but only if it's a third rounder. And then Todd also goes, hey, man, I want to let you guys know you guys sound great. So Todd's listening. Apparently he's out and about, and I want to give him a big shout out. All right, you guys can hit us up as well, 404-726-0929. Come on through if you're in the area. Barrett Parkway, Kennesaw, man, we're out here having a lot of fun. Right now, though, let's get to 4th and 1. Lots of stuff going on, guys, including, you know, flag football. And look, when this all came out, Mike, we were kind of like, what's the big fuss? Okay, so NFL players can play. Then we realized how limited these teams are going to be, and then you start thinking about, okay, well, how many guys is that from our team? I don't want any of our guys playing. You're going to hear what Patrick Mahomes had to say in just a second about flag football. But first, Justin Fields believes that being on the Jets, Mike, and what he's seen and what they have – he feels like the team could be really good. You said yesterday, you think they're going to let him play? And I say, let him loose?
Release the Kraken, right? Let the man do his thing.
I hope they do. I don't think that's what happened in Pittsburgh. I think they tried to protect him, and you saw him.
Or they didn't have the confidence in him. I don't
either,
know.
Either or.
Maybe, you know, Aaron Glenn and his staff, they say, hey, man.
Go play.
You do you, and let's – because, you know, he showed spurts. It wasn't like every game was crap in Chicago. Lord knows, 2 years ago, it was December. He looked like, you know, he looked like Patrick Mahomes. He was making all the throws. He's making all the plays. So we know what he's capable of. It just seems like they just, for some reason, they just never – it was a you know what? Let's be honest. Can we just call it what it is? Arthur Smith is crap without Derrick Henry.
Mm.
How about them apples? Because he didn't do jack here.
No.
And I know he had two bum quarterbacks, but he signed off on one of them.
Yes, he did.
You know?
If Justin balls out with the Jets, Mike, then that conclusion will become a lot clearer.
Right.
Because you're right. The offense has been stagnant in Pittsburgh, and right now they still don't have
a
quarterback.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers is lukewarm on Pittsburgh because of Arthur Smith? Or he's just waiting. He just doesn't want to do any of the mini camp crap. He just wants to plug in August 1st.
I think he wants to play. I don't, Mike, let's be honest. Do you think he cares who his coordinator is right now? He's going to go wherever he's going to go, and they're going to allow him to do what he wants.
It doesn't seem like Pittsburgh's going to bring in half of the washed up Packers on the roster.
Well, yeah, that's a whole other conversation.
Right.
Here's Fields talking about the Jets and how he feels about how the team can be.
I think I can be great, you know, that's been the goal for me my whole life, my whole career. So, like I said, you know, I think the sky's the limit. You know, for this team, for this offense, but we do have a long way to go. Like I said, our offense and defense are new, so guys are, you know, really tuned in and locked in and trying to get everything down. But I think, you know, once we do, I think the sky's the limit. I mean, we have, you know, all the guys we need. We have all the talent, so it's really just going to come down to discipline and execution when the games come.
I hope he's grown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
In his stops, you know, he was drafted as a franchise guy.
Right.
The Steelers thing can be humbling because, remember, they got him, and then they went and got Russell Wilson after. And maybe, Mike, this is the spot where he it shows that, you know, his greatness. We will see. That's Justin Fields. Meanwhile, Patrick Mahomes doesn't want to play flag football. As a matter of fact, here's what he said in regards to, hey, Patrick, would you play for the Olympic team?
It's awesome, honestly, just to be able to showcase the NFL to the whole world through flag football. But I'll probably leave that to the younger guys. You know, I'll be a little old by the time that thing comes around.
I'm going to leave it to the younger guys. Look, he's not the only guy that's going to be like, nah, I'm good. You guys go ahead and go play flag football. And listen, we're not dogging flag football. This is going to be competitive as heck.
Right.
If you guys play in any of these leagues around town, you guys know it's competitive. But I do think when you start adding the element, Mike, of the professionals,
right,
and you're asking, well, is Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar going to be the quarterback? The answer is going to be no.
I don't want to put you on the spot to my man Dominic back at the ranch, Dominator, but if you could pull the greatest flag football quarterback of all time, because as he said, Carl, you might be an NFL quarterback.
At the end of the day, I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
And I saw something. I was at the gym, and I saw something. I think it was yesterday about him. That same guy talking about easy. It's an insult that flag football is going to have to deal with NFL players vying for their jobs.
This guy's a trip. Oh, that makes me laugh every time.
At the end of the day, yeah. I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ of the game.
And it's the way the guy's been at the end of the day.
All right. Well, maybe he's the quarterback.
And by the way, I said this to Carl off the air, and I'm just saying, I mean, you know, do you like biathlon? Do you get excited for that in the Winter Olympics? Are you into taekwondo or table tennis in the Summer Olympics? Trampoline?
No.
Triathlon?
No.
Water polo?
It's fascinating, but no.
Again, so why am I going to give up about this? I mean, just because you wrap it in the American flag, I don't care. Just like three-on-three men's basketball.
I didn't watch any of it.
None of it.
I didn't watch any of it. Now, I watched our men's team because we were trying to get the gold, and it got very interesting.
You mean you got let down by Jimmer Fredette?
I didn't watch any of the three-on-three. All right. Meanwhile, all right. It is our 4th-and-1 segment, guys, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Tyreek Hill. Does he have to prove anything to us? Do you think he's lost some of his luster since leaving Kansas City?
A little bit. I think that Tyreek Hill's brand's taking some hits. Now, what happens off the field, he's you know, on the crazy scale, so off the charts would be Antonio Brown. Other end would be somewhere like Juju Smith-Schuster.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
he's in between?
He's somewhere in the – this side of the middle, he's leaning towards Tariq. I mean, Tariq leaning towards Antonio Brown. I laughed my butt off when he says, yeah, man, love this guy. Really excited about Jalen Waddle getting his contract. Pay me. He's really a good dude. He's earned it. Where's mine? You know, this guy's put the work in. More in my envelope. You know, it's remember a couple of years ago? Two was better
that had
than
to be said, right?
It needed to be said.
Yes. So let's
be
said.
Yes. It had to be said.
Remember, at what point it's like, Tua, it's better than Patrick Mahomes. More accurate. And then just recently I asked to give the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. He forgot about Tua.
He didn't even add him.
So he's just a wackadoodle, you know, a tremendous talent. But I think the brand is slowly going that way.
Tyreek Hill says, I want to prove myself.
Do you want to be a captain in 2025? Do you think you deserve to be a captain again?
I got to prove myself. This OTAs, training camp, I got to prove myself. I got to show up different. The mindset got to be different. So I don't feel like I deserve it. And if I didn't get it, I wouldn't dwell on it. I wouldn't sweat it. You know what I'm saying? Because I put myself in that position. You know what I'm saying? So
one thing I did not like about Tyreek Hill, and this was the thing. You got your bag. You're chilling on the beach in Miami. When things got bad for Miami, you checked out.
Mm-hmm.
He was absent.
Mailed it in.
He was not trying to make plays. It didn't matter who the quarterback was. Didn't matter if Tua was out there or not. He was not playing for the Dolphins last season. And that bugged me. So, you know, when he was asked, do you want to be a captain? He was like, I got to earn it, and I got to prove myself a different mindset. The mindset is show up all the time. And, dude, you're one of the highest paid wide receivers in the league. That's what bugged me most about Tyreek Hill last year. All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell. Let's talk about one other thing, Mike, and it's the Cowboys, because the Cowboys are always funny to us. Brian Schottenheimer says he wants to build the greatest culture ever.
There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Brian Schottenheimer.
I want to be the greatest culture in professional sports, and that's saying a lot. I get that, but it's no different than sitting up here and talking about winning Super Bowls. There's a standard. The standard is we want to be the best. And will we be the best culture? I don't know. We're going to try. And will we make mistakes along the way? Absolutely. We'll make mistakes. And then we'll fix things.
Okay. Offensive coordinator for the Cowboys. You could have moved on and gotten something outside of the building. This is more, I don't blame him, because who's going to say no to one of those elite 32 jobs?
You're not.
Jerry Jones did one of his typical Jerry Jones things. It made no sense. And instead of trying to get imaginative and bidding for Ben Johnson, which you should have, he just does status quo and just moves the guy one office over. So, I mean, good luck with Brian Schottenheimer. I will say this. One thing I did saw, I see where he went and he moved Micah Parsons next to Dak in the locker room to try to bring things together.
Yes.
That's good. That makes sense. That's
it does. Kind of sense.
And look, if color me surprised if he can do something with this team, but it's all on Dak. How do you – see, that's the thing. A guy who's already been there when Dak is stumbling and bumbling – injury took him out, you know, for three quarters of the season last year. But how does he maximize Dak? Because we all know Dak's going to throw for 4,000 yards, then he's going to spit the bit in the playoffs. So how do you fix that?
That is the big thing. Now, they went and traded for Pickens. So you're saying CeeDee Lamb and Pickens on the outside.
That's a pretty good combo.
It is.
Now, is Pickens going to keep his head on straight?
Well, that's the question. Our down the field, you know, vertical passing game should be better. You got a good tight end. We'll see how the running game feels in. Mike, they had two guys that left that offensive line that were super. And one of them's probably going to be a Hall of Famer. Like, they've got some holes.
Right.
I'm more concerned about the defensive side. It's beyond Micah Parsons. So, yeah, I don't know about having the best culture in the NFL. How about just winning when you're supposed to? And last year, let's be honest, they came to Atlanta. We smacked them, and their season was done. Like, from that point on, because Dak got hurt, and then they didn't even play. What was the kid that the 49ers traded?
Oh, Lance, Trey Lance.
They didn't
Never
even play
saw him.
Him.
Yeah.
And so
Cooper Rush was out there.
That's right.
So now they went and got Joe, the quarterback from Tennessee. Remember, they traded for him. That's the backup.
From New England.
And is it – no, I'm going to screw this up now. But I want to be accurate. But, yeah, the Cowboys, like I said, and I don't mean to be mean-spirited. It's just a fact. Until Jerry – he's never going to relinquish control. So I just can't see them ever doing anything right. Dak Prescott, Joe Milton. Joe
yes.
Milton out of Tennessee got
Big
hurt.
Arm.
He's got. I think he could maybe have a shot, you know, if Dak, because Dak's had a problem staying healthy himself.
All right, coming up, we'll talk to B-Mac. We'll get his thoughts on the Kyle Pitts conversation. Also, lots of other things that are going on around the league. He will fill in the blanks for us. Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, joins us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.